Hi, this is Dave Johnson, the Frank Dolson Director of the Penn Relays, and you're listening to the Penn Relays Podcast. To gear up for the historic 125th running of the Penn Relay Carnival, we're talking to South Carolina track and field head coach Curtis Fry. Hello, Curtis. How are you today?
What's up, Dave?
We're doing well up here. Weather's holding. We'll just have to hold it for the week.
Oh, man, I don't know what's next week expected to be.
Well, it's going to be sunny and bright the way it always is at Penn.
Oh, yes, we count on it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Hey, you're coming in loaded pretty well this year. Nice balance on the team, both the men and the women. And the women, of course, you've got the reigning indoor champions, NCAA champions in the 4x400. So let's start on the women's side with your sprint relays.
Well, you know, we're excited as always, and Penn Relays is the start of our championship season. And our girls, we got one on our ankle, an Eastern girl from up there, and she took a forward and coming in at her run. And then our leadoff race on both of our relays is from the Delaware. And then we got Baltimore. So Penn Relays is something that's so special to them to be a part of.
So, you know, on your 4x400, you mentioned waddling. Run down your lineup that you think would wind up running that.
Stephanie Davis will lead off our relay. And then Abrams will run our second leg. And then Tatiana Mills will be the third leg. And then we'll run Waddle,
Jonathan Waddle. Yeah. I mean, that's a nice, strong team. And do they both, how many of them wind up running the 4x2 also?
Yeah, our 4x2 will be three of those, and then we'll add on Penniman, a run on that 4x2. That'll be our best 4x2 because the time that we had a pretty good time down in Florida Relays, 133, I think, flat. But we ran someone else on it. In fact, we ran two other legs. So we're going to try and run a really fast one. We think we can go after our school record, and that's 4x2.
That'd be terrific. And then in the 4x1, you've got another strong set there.
Yeah, the 401, Stephanie will lead off, and then we're probably going to use Bailey at second leg and Penniman at third leg, and then Parks at the anchor. So we'll change it a little bit so that we won't use the same 4x2 and 4x4. So we'll do a little different. We can still run 43 mid with that group.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. We try to make everybody on the team smile.
Yeah. So, now you mentioned a couple of the women are from the Middle Atlantic area. How much do you rely on that as people who would have run here in high school?
Yeah, we love to have kids from the East. I mean, we go to New York to run an arm brand. We go to Penn Relays each year. I mean, our kids, they love coming south to go to the university. And then that's one of the greatest experiences for a college athlete to be at Penn Relays in any sport. So even Penn Relays is an impact for us in recruiting and the Eastern kids. But it gives exposure to the other kids from the Caribbean. We have kids from the islands. And so how much important it is a 50% of our program and our recruitment and 50% of our exposure. SEC is the other 50% of our exposure. But for TV and recognition worldwide, with 70,000 teams coming in on a weekend to watch us and the possibilities of being on national TV, those things give my sport, it gives the notoriety. Other than the Olympic Games, the World Championship, Penn Relays for an American everyone in the South knows what pin relays is, and everybody track and field in America knows pin relays is the oldest relay event, and the oldest attended and recognized televised event in America.
You know, you obviously you're strong on the women's side, but you're just about equally strong on the men's side. So let's move over there, and you know, you picked up one terrific junior college transfer with Quincy Hall, who just ran the fastest time in the nation last week, and he's also a great 400 meter hurdler. What do you do with him in the relays?
Well, you know, we're going to go at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday and run the intermediate hurdles. He wants to do that. That's something he wants to do for himself. I'd love for him just to relay. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to run a 4x2 and a 4x4 and a sprint medley. The 4x2 is not going to run the rounds. Neither is going to run the rounds in the 4x4. I think we can run 306 without Quincy and get through, and then he's going to try to hit two days. It's going to be the first day he's going to run the intermediate hurdles and run the sprint medley. We think we can run a good sprint medley. We've got two other kids, Daryl Singleton, he's a 20-point kid, and then we have another young man that can run 20-point, and then but he can run 44, and then we'll run Otis. Otis Jones, you know, he's running 147, so we think with that threesome, a foursome, that we can run pretty good. You know, I don't know if we can get far enough ahead of the Mississippi States and the Villanovas and people who've got the great 800-meter runners that can go 145s, but we're going to try and give it a run.
And then you've got a strong shuttle hurdle team that includes Isaiah Moore, who just ran the fastest collegiate time of the country. Tell us about both that shuttle team and Isaiah Moore.
Well, you know, we've got five kids, so we're excited about our that Jones, the kids were 14-4 on it, and then we've got Walker, and he's running a 14-40 on it, and then we got two other kids that I don't want to announce because they don't know which one is going to be the one that's going to be the fourth leg. If they don't be coached by pick the one, because right now they're going to battle this weekend to come up with who's going to be the guy that gets a chance to roll, which I think is a pretty good relay team. We can't run as fast as the ones on the record board up there, but we can run pretty good when you got an anchor leg that can run 13-2. Big thing is Isaiah 3 months, hopefully gives him a shot at going after Terrence's record up there in the 110 hurdles. So we got a lot of goals that our men have in their mind and stuff that they want to accomplish at Penn. Carolina's got a lot of great history at Penn relay.
Yeah, and no reason that it might not continue. The I guess the big question then is how does this fit into your overall season?
Well, it's a championship. We call it the every year part of our championships. Learning to handle the stress, the pressure, the crowd, the warm up area. And come back and be sore after having one day running multiple number of races is a part of their training and preparation for going toward the SEC Championship. So it fits into our season, is very important. The tough part is they got exams the next week, so it's, you got to bring somebody with them. The tutors are through taking some exams, and some of them be prepared to take their exams when they get back. And those things. So it's a juggling act for athletes, but it prepares them for life and relates to us. I see it as a bigger than just an athletic event, bigger than that particular event, the PM relays. It's a preparation for ours. And how we do a PM relays kind of has a little a greater effect on how we do nationally at the nationals. SEC-wise, it doesn't have as much but it kind of leads us into how I can set kids to react and respond. The next 2 weeks when we get in a little difficult situation where they got to run multiple events at the SEC and then continue that into the regional and all to the national. So we've got to make some adjustments. Mindset-wise, can the kid come back off of having a trial day to another faculty and then make them learn multiple events just for it to be a single again athlete? So there's a lot of psyching, though, for our coaches and for our athletes. And the pride of running for your team. That's still the PN relays. Wanting to be in the lineup, who wants to be someone that wants to be wants to ball on Saturday? Who's the person that wants to talk Saturday? Who wants to be in Championship of America? Who really wants to go hard and get a chance to stand up and carry one of the big wheels? We always make that a big thing for kids when they come for visits here. And then we'll next week after this home week, we'll talk to them on our team league about who's going. Who wants to pick up
at the time? Yeah. Well, Curtis, I want to thank you for coming on today. I look forward to seeing you and the whole South Carolina team. It should be a great show.
Hey, our business owners are looking forward to having some good runs up there. We got a group of young ladies that are doing a good job. They're a great DMR. They're doing a good job. And that's why I'm doing an NFL to 8. So, hey, we're going to try to stretch out. We've got a couple of shot putters. Eric is a shot putter from up there in the East. And we've got Bill Hightower, the defending champion. And then we got a long jumper. He jumped 8 meters from the 7, Jan. And last year he was the champion in the long jump. We got a 17-7 pole vaulter and a 14-foot girl vaulter. So all our kids have got dreams of having a chance to get a watch or a ring and something that lasts up until their children about later on in life that I was better to kind of winner at Penn Relays.
Okay. Well, Curtis, you take care, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Dave, for having us at the Penn Relays.
You bet.